It was supposed to be the start of a beautiful relationship, but somebody screwed it all up. Second Date Update right now with John, Jay, and Rich.
John, Jay, and Rich, time for Second Date Update. Kirk, welcome to the show. We want to hear about your date, how you met this girl, and then we want to hear about how she's blowing you off, and then we're going to call her and find out why she's blowing you off. Welcome to the show. What's the story?
Yeah, so I'm in a little situation here. I really like this girl, but I don't know how she feels about me. It's kind of confusing, but I can explain it to you. So our date that we went on, it wasn't exactly like what you guys would probably call a date. Basically, we just hooked up, like plain and simple. And we both knew that going in, but like her and I, we've known each other for like 6 full years. We've had a lot of friends in common, and I've just had a crush on her for this whole time. And so like a couple weeks ago on Instagram, she just had recently broken up with her boyfriend. She hit me up, and we started talking one night. And I think, you know, she was drinking a little bit, and so she invited me over. And she told me up front, like right in the messages, she was like, you know, this is just like a hookup, right? It's going to be like a one-time thing. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm cool with that. I mean, I was kind of cool with that. So I get to her place. She starts kissing on me. Next thing you know, we're in the bedroom, clothes off. And after, she says to me, so do you need me to call you an Uber or did you drive here? And she knew, like, damn well that I drove there. So that hurt, like, deep. And so I knew she was kind of just telling me to get out. So I asked if we could do this again. And she just was kind of like, well, we'll see. And she kissed me, though, which I thought was a good thing. And so, like, 4 days later, I waited a full 4 days. And I texted her. And I was like, can we hang out again, basically? And she said to me, chill horn dog. So I was, yeah, like mind blown. And then I texted her twice after that. I was kind of like, whoa, what's up with that? I just want to hang out. And she has not hit me back at all.
Is there a reason you feel like there's like more to it? Because I mean, when you're telling the story to me, it sounds like she's been very upfront with the expectations of what that was and that she didn't want really like to even hang out afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, I know, but what am I supposed to do? Like, I got these feelings for her, and, like, I figured maybe just the best way to let her know was to just kind of, like, you know, go all out. Like,
see, I'm worried that this will, like, us calling her will push her further away from you.
Oh, I don't think so. I think she's, like, I think she's pretty into things like this. Like, she seems cool.
Plus, you said she just got out of a relationship. Like, mm-hmm. She just broke up with her boyfriend, so she probably doesn't want to, like, rush back into something.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. I'm willing to take my time and wait on her, you know? I mean, honestly, like, all these years that we've known each other, I've always felt like I got this vibe from her, but I think she just might be kind of, like, burying it down right now because she's a little scared. Because I don't know why else she would, like, ask me to come over and hook up and everything.
Do you know her ex-boyfriend?
Yeah.
Are you friends?
He's a real jerkhole.
Oh, he's
can't
a jerk.
Stand the dude.
Could her hookup with you been revenge?
Mm. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think she's a very genuine and authentic girl, and that's why I've always liked her so much.
What's her name?
Danielle.
Danielle. All right, Kirk. We'll get Danielle on the phone and find out what happened. Was the sex not good? Was it revenge for an ex-boyfriend? Mm. Or does she just really have a horrible, horrible relationship with her father? We'll find out. Second Date Update continues next with John, Jay, and Rich.
John, Jay, and Rich.
We're in the middle of Second Date Update. You got Kirk and Danielle. They've been friends for a long time, and Kirk has liked Danielle for a long time, but they've been cool. Danielle and her boyfriend broke up, and she was like pretty open, right? She's like, hey, man, come over.
Just going to hook up.
And that's it.
And that's it. Yep.
And he drove over there, and they hooked up. But when the time came, she said, hey, did you Uber here or drive here? And she knew he drove, but that's the sign. Get your ass out of my house.
Yeah. Ouch.
4 days later, he texts her, said, hey, you want to go out again? And she said, chill, horn dog. So he's like, what the heck, man? So we're going to find out what's up. Did something happen that night? Kyle brought up the fact that maybe she, her boyfriend, you know, Kirk and her boyfriend are friends or know each other. Maybe it was revenge.
Or to make him jealous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're calling her up right now. Kirk, you stay quiet until we find out what's up, and then we'll bring you in, okay?
You got it, guys. Thanks.
Hello?
Good morning. We're looking for Danielle.
Yeah, this is she.
Hi. Hey, this is Suzette from the John Jenrich Morning Show, and we wanted to talk to you on air for a sec, if that's cool.
Oh, my God. I love you guys. Yes. Yes.
Well, thank you for listening to our show, Danielle.
Yeah. Why are you calling me?
We're calling you because of Kirk.
Oh. What about Kirk?
Well, he came to us for advice, and he was like, guys, I don't know what to do. Can you help me? So we went over everything. We have all the evidence in front of us, and now we're baffled. So we just thought we'd call you. We tried to give him advice without calling you, but now we just have to call you. He told us everything. How about you wanted him to come over pretty much for a booty call, a hookup, right? And he wants to see you again. And we don't know if he did something wrong. Did he do something wrong? Are you into him? Are you not into him? What's the story?
Kirk's a great guy. He's a friend. And we hooked up once, but it was a one-time thing. I don't know what to say. It was a one-time thing. I thought we talked about it, that he understood.
How come you wanted to be just a one-time thing?
I just came out of a very serious relationship I was with someone for 6 years, so I just, you know, fun and light. I don't understand. Like, we talked about it. I made it very clear that it was just a one-time thing and light and breezy.
But you were looking at like a one-time booty call, but do you not want a consistent booty call? Or you have a couple?
I don't know. Maybe. Like, I haven't even thought about it. I'm just taking time for myself because the relationship just ended.
But isn't that messing with his head if you know he likes you?
No, she said this is a one-time thing.
All right, but if you're him...
What do you mean he likes me?
It's the thing. When a girl says something, she says, hey, I want to do this. I want to do this one time.
Yeah.
She's saying, hey, I want to do this one time.
She's saying no feelings.
Like
no
at
feelings
that point,
involved.
I mean, if the situation were reversed and we were talking to a dude, we would be saying, hey, he kind of set it up as this was a one-time thing.
I gotcha.
So I don't
trust
think
me. I think she's a dream
head.
Girl. She sounds like the most perfect woman I've ever met.
It would be messing with his head if she let him on, but
exactly.
I mean, she really didn't.
Danielle, yeah, like, hey. This is my fault. I asked them to call you. Listen, I'm not trying to pressure you at all. I just wanted to know if I could see you again. And not just a hookup. Like, I just wanted to go on a date, like a real date, because I really do genuinely like you.
Dude, we talked about this. I was very clear. I said... We're just going to do this once. We're just going to have fun. And then you're going to go home. Why would you call the radio?
I don't know. I couldn't help it. I feel a certain way for you. And I thought you'd like this. I thought maybe you'd be more romantic. And maybe you would give me a shot at, like, you know, opening up my true feelings to you.
But you know that I just got out of a relationship. I was in a relationship for 6 years. I thought I was going to marry that guy. And I wanted to, like, keep this kind of a secret.
Oh.
Not, like,
oops.
Talk about it.
We won't tell anyone. It's fine.
I know.
You won't, but everyone's listening.
Danielle, I'm so sorry. I know you told me, but it just remains that, like, I like you. You know that he was not good for you. I just have a huge crush on you, and I just really want one shot, just one shot to take you out on a date.
I can't. You're really sweet, Kirk. I just can't. I can't. I don't want to. I need time to be alone. And the world's crazy right now. You should take some time alone, too.
There's a lot going on in the world.
Just for Kirk, like, you know, because, like, I feel like you are a really nice guy and you're mm-hmm. super respectful, and I feel like your feelings for Danielle are super genuine. Danielle, obviously, you know what you need right now. I mean, you say you need to take your time, and you probably do. Could you see maybe down the road after, you know, taking whatever time and just being alone for a while, could you see it going somewhere with Kirk? Like, you know, down the road, months or even a year or whatever, however much time you got to take.
I don't know. I can't even think about that right now. Like, if that were to happen, it'd be a long, long time from now.
I saw it on TikTok.
No.
It was on TikTok yesterday.
She didn't say no.
Yeah. See, I was going to suggest you guys just being, you know, friends with benefits, especially with the, how things are going on right now. You don't want to be like, you know, messing around with people. You don't know where what they're doing, if they're going out, and it's dangerous. So, but I mean, I'm also concerned because the more you hook up, the more, you know, Kirk can mm-hmm. develop feelings.
He's already there.
Yeah. And she already shut it down. She already said, I'm not in that place. Don't go there. Yeah.
So I was watching a TikTok video yesterday, and it's this girl. She puts up she goes, me and so-and-so, hey, let's just be friends. It says, we decided to just be friends. And then it shows a conversation. Okay, we're just going to be friends. And then it shows a montage of pictures of them being friends, going together, going traveling together, but boom, boom, boom. Next thing you know, wedding photos together, kids, family, whatever. And it starts off that way.
Well,
so
that's how Mr. Baby and I's relationship started.
That's how Blake and I started.
Yeah. Well, Scott and I were.
See?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys. Good luck. Good luck, Kirk. Good luck, Danielle. Thanks for being on our show.
Thanks for calling me. I love you guys.
Love you too. That's Second Date Update. John Jane Rich.